good Friday morning. You know, one of the best moments of my childhood was when the tomatoes were ripe and ready, and I'd take a salt shaker, find a shady spot in the tomato patch, and sit and eat them right off the vine. Well, it's Mr. Fizz Friday, and our gardening guru Jim Fizzell says tomatoes and a lot more of what you've been working hard to grow should be ready to pick. And the time of day that you pick is important.
Steve, you need to pick in the morning when things are cool and fresh. Let the dew get off. As soon as the dew is gone, go out and do your picking. The produce will be nice and cool. Now, with the vegetables, you need to time your harvest for the best quality and freshness. When things like tomatoes are fully ripe and red, peppers are either full size and green if you want them for green peppers, or they're fully colored up. Things like acorn squash, they do color up on the underside. The top will be green, and the bottom of that squash where it lies on the ground will be yellow. And herbs, if you're growing herbs for fresh use or for drying, those need to be young and tender and not yet flowering. Zucchini, I see these people bring baseball bats in. That's not the best zucchini. Zucchini is usually 6 to 8 inches long. When you let them grow big, they don't make any more zucchini. And, of course, if you're growing sweet corn, you need to get out there and test it a little bit to find out when it's just perfect.
And if you're picking fresh-cut flowers, Mr. Fizz has a tip. Put them in 100-degree water. And if you don't have some of that pre-made floral preservative, you can make your own.
50% water, 50% 7-Up.
Jim says make sure it's the regular kind of 7-Up with sugar and not diet. From the farm to your belly, just as the local sweet corn is starting to show up, today is National Corn Fritters Day. And oh, what a weekend is coming up. National Peach Ice Cream Day is tomorrow, and Sunday is National Ice Cream Day for all flavors. Have a good one. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.